Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Here we go with the record-setting chapter in America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Let me set the scene. I was in the studio cutting commercials yesterday when my phone and email started melting. First email I read was from a Kansas City feller named Rob Cook, whom I know not. Email subject line said, Bassett Livestock shatters records with historic runs across 5, 6, and 7 weights. Then 31 head at 536 pounds sold for $4.75 for some stupid reason, $475 per hundred weight. Time to do away with the per hundred weight, in my opinion, and just go with price per pound. Where was I? Oh yes, this was generated by Clara, that's C-L-A-R-A, self-described as
the most advanced real-time livestock reporting system in the industry.
Been around sale barns my whole life, and I've never seen anyone keeping track of national records, but it seems legit, and since this is a record-setting phase in the livestock industry, it probably is true. So I texted my friend of 40 years, Jay Stewart, from the Stewart Hereford Ranch, and he assured me his draft of black whiteface and black steers did indeed sell for $4.75. I know you're snickering that a Hereford Ranch would have black calves, but hey, Jay Stew and his wife, Kay Stew, are the ones with the world records, not us. Nice to see the Kotzer Ranch a close second with 102 head of 539 pounders hitting $4.70. Or I mean, $470 per hundredweight there.
Don't tase me, bro!
Hit me with that tase. Record-setting day at live cattle auctions, but a down day in Chicago. June live cattle off 120 at 213.92. August feeders tipped 252 to 295.62 on the close. September contract slipped 277 at 294.47 when the dust all cleared. Stockmans of Yankton had pairs hit $4,500. Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota sold 820-pound steers at 315.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Big old sales today at Ogallala, Nebraska, Mobridge, South Dakota, Dickinson and Napoleon, North Dakota, St. Ange and Pawhusapa, and Burwell, Nebraska on Friday. Watch them sizzle and set records at CattleUSA.com. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying, keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A. And thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back.
I'll be back.
What in the hell?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Fort Platt Stockyard, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platt Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moe Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
From never-used equipment to specialized machinery, Purple Wave Auction connects local sellers with buyers nationwide. Right now, we've got an unused 2022 Brandt 1120 XT grain cart still on the dealer lot and a Satake Evo IR400 pecan color sorter selling in the June 26th Ag Auction. Whether you're upgrading equipment or looking for that perfect specialized machine, Purple Wave has it all. Visit purplewave.com to bid in our no-reserve online auctions. Purple Wave, local experts, national results.